This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sticky Blood on FUBAR Radio.
For my sins, yeah. I got a lot of money, a lot of wins, yeah. Got a lot of scrippers in my team, yeah. Tell me where do I begin, yeah. Lord forgive me for my sins, yeah. I got a lot of money, a lot of wins, yeah. Got a lot of scrippers in my team, yeah. Wait, why all these niggas are talking and having debates? For you to be feeling some hate, I ain't the reason that you ain't be making no paper. Fuck them niggas anyways. I be on my P's and Q's, nigga, trust me. I lick some dog, cause gas in the nigga, I know that they trust me. You can't touch this. I hammer down on the lane. The fuck nigga, if you ain't in my gang, simple, fuck nigga. Tell me where do I begin, yeah. Lord forgive me for my sins, yeah. I got a lot of money, a lot of wins, yeah. Got a lot of scrippers in my team, yeah. Tell me where do I begin, yeah. Lord forgive me for my sins, yeah. I got a lot of money, a lot of wins, yeah. Got a lot of scrippers in my team, yeah.
Wait, what the point of having money in a bank? The interest of life small, small, you cannot say. May as well invest that and make bigger gain. You don't even know about it. You wanna learn, read a book, nigga. But you lazy, you a shark, nigga. You a woulda, coulda, should, nigga. Some hard work can do you good, nigga. All my niggas that hustle, I think you just hustle a bigger way. And I promise that money will come in a better and bigger way.
Tell me where do I begin? Yeah. Lord forgive me for my sins. Yeah. I got a lot of money, a lot of wins. Yeah. Got a lot of scrippers in my team. Yeah. Tell me where do I begin? Yeah. Lord forgive me for my sins. Yeah. I got a lot of money, a lot of wins. Yeah. Got a lot of scrippers in my team. Yeah.
Long fade.
High fade.
Oh, it's done. Yes, we're back. Marcus, do you want to, in fact, you might as well introduce yourself. Sticky Blood Show, back again.
Yeah, back again.
10th. Remember the date.
Yeah, it's good
Marcus,
to be back, man. 10th of July.
Jamie's not here. Daryl might know where he is. We'll get into about who Daryl is later.
Old side Jamie, he's busy.
He's very busy. Very he's a busy man.
But yeah, I'm back again. It's good
Marcus
to be here.
been a guest. Did so well.
It was your first show, actually.
Was it the first one? You were so good. When we knew Jamie couldn't make it, there was only one man to call.
That's right.
Tom Pryor, and he didn't answer. So then we just called you.
Yeah, but I'm here. It's nice. It's good to be back.
How did you get here?
We flew down, didn't we? Concord.
Concord. So, I don't know if you checked last show out last month. It was only 2 weeks ago, weren't it? Only 2 weeks ago. It feels like it was a...
I'm always around you kind of things when you're like speaking about them. I feel like they're all one show.
Yeah. But what anyway, was your last guest? It was Artan and Paul Stefan, not Stephen. Stefan.
I caught the last one. I think I caught the one before with Tom and.
Go on, you have to think of someone.
No, because Daryl will be me. In fact, Tom were with me. That's the one I was at.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're good. Well, and obviously, Tom stopped off. But I know Tom's on holiday now.
All right.
So if he comes in now, he's come all the way from his holiday to come in. Because he always comes and just chats shit for the last 10 minutes.
He just, like, just turns up.
But he's not here. But we've got, obviously, this week, this month, you're here filling in. Yeah, so man. You could be a guest.
Yeah.
We'll say you're a guest slash co-host. We've got Screw Fizzer.
Yeah, man.
Shy-stay.
Yeah, man.
Legend.
Legends.
And a phone call, an extended star stuff this with Daryl Sims, who is a alien hunter.
Real life alien hunter. This is not a joke. This is
says,
not like a gimmick.
I'm reading
people.
Words like CIA. I'm reading words like.
This is not a gimmick.
Military police, 4 years old, you know, all this stuff. Alien hunter.
Yeah, it's stay tuned for that. It's going to be very, very interesting.
He's got a lot of hats, apparently.
Yeah, with different skill sets. I
don't know if that's a physical thing or a mental thing.
I might take. I kind of like.
So we're going to call Texas in a bit and see where he's at.
Wow.
But yeah, we'll play some music in a minute. But in fact, what songs we got lined up first? I can't even think.
Toddler T.
Oh, we got Toddler T lined up, so we'll play that first. And then we'll get into. We'll talk about you and what you're doing, and
yeah,
we'll
man.
Play your song. And
yeah,
then you can
great.
Then you can be along, and you're on the ride, then, innit? You're in.
Yeah, man, I'm in.
All right, so Toddler T, Magnet, big tune.
Big rehid him.
There you go.
Cause your love's like a magnet, and I can't get rid of you, boy. Cause I'm out here feeling the strong. What's happening? You kill my sadness. Cause your love's like a magnet. And I can't get rid of you, boy. Cause I'm out here feeling the storm. What's happening? You kill my sadness. Cause your love's like a madness.
So, Toddler T, big tune.
Fancy going out now after hearing
it?
Yeah,
it just makes me want to go out. I like that song. It's one of the...
No, I'm looking forward to that
it's
whole
a good
project.
One. It'll be a good album. It's, when is it, 25th? No, it's
not,
soon.
I know it's
very
not
very soon.
Long, a couple of weeks, if that. I know it was around...
make sure you get that.
End of July.
I'm sure it'll be everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, go
Deezer.
Where else is there? Arshall's. iTunes, yeah, iTunes, cool. Yeah, of course, but everyone knows it's going to be on iTunes. Everything's on iTunes, really, isn't it? If you're going to look for some piece, if I said, Marcus, there's a song, it's called this by this person, where's the first place you're going to go?
Well, I used to be Apple Music.
You're just speaking to your mic a bit
more. I'm kind of shifting to Spotify a little bit.
Spotify.
I don't know, I'm just kind of using all platforms. I just think, why not?
I see more and more people using Spotify.
I think there's a tiny bit more personalness about Spotify. Yeah, I think with the playlists and everything, you can kind of make it your own. It just seems a little more. And the interaction between listeners themselves, I think.
Oh, it is the one. I didn't even know there was like a. So if you're listening to this guy, if you're listening to Jason Derulo, exactly like me right now.
Yeah.
On Spotify. What? I know you exist and we can talk.
You can have like a timeline on Spotify.
Do you have it on a song?
So if we were friends.
Yeah, yeah. Quotation marks there, friends, perfect.
Then you could see what I were playing or what type of stuff I were checking out, what kind of playlist, what I was adding to my playlist.
And you can't
but
do
then
that
I can
Apple.
Share my playlist with you. I think you can.
So I could, because I see a lot of people saying, weekly Spotify play. So are these people making playlists on Spotify and then putting a link up to that list?
Yeah, because it's like a musical blog, if you want to call it that. Cool. Like, it's only like me doing you a CD back in day, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think Spotify's had a bit more time with their feet on the ground. So they're running Apple Music's kind of
stuff.
That was
a while before Apple Music, though,
wasn't
it?
Ages.
Like what? 10 years?
Ages, a good, like, if not the first.
Yeah, I remember Spotify a long time.
Could we set a first streaming service, maybe?
I don't know. It was MySpace a streaming service?
Ah, I think MySpace, it was, but not like...
But not like not that like you would now. See chart music on, though, I can't imagine.
A lot more personal. Still a social network, I think, MySpace. Anyway, speaking of...
Speaking of Spotify,
I
think you've got a
Apple
new song
Music.
Coming out that's going to be on Spotify.
I have indeed, and other streaming outlets as well. It's called I Want. It's produced by a guy from Sheffield called Ethan Ryan. I don't know if you've played any of his songs, but Ethan's making a bit of noise right now. He's done the local thing. He's been hammering it, and I've noticed that he's been working with a couple. The odd London artist here and there.
Yeah, they were tuned with someone recently, Saskiller or someone.
Saskiller, yeah. It's Marga.
Yeah.
That's the one. But he's active. He's done a few things with LDs, as you know.
Yeah.
But, it's one of many tracks me and Ethan have done. And I've had it for a minute, and I just think, you know
So
what?
You've been working with Ethan for a while?
Yeah, ages. We was in the same stable for a while, and it was just natural.
Mm.
We just wanted him around us, and as he was brought in around us, the music's just gone from good to better. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, man, big up Ethan Ryan.
We're not going to just jump straight in and play it. You've got to tell us a bit about it.
I think it just stemmed from a lot of... I was in an experimental time, I think, so...
Bit of a whistle in your voice there.
Yeah, always. You know, man. S's,
is it your teeth? Teeth or tongue? Friend.
I think it's teeth.
Yeah, the big teeth, then.
Just a bit of a misalignment at the bottom, so... I'm gonna use my
sorry, go on. That's your word.
Okay.
That's your word.
So I don't know, it was a time of experimentation, this song, and I think I'm sort of just finding my lane.
Mm.
And I don't know. I really like it. Mm-hmm. And as all musicians will know, it's sometimes so hard to just be like, yeah, I'm so
that's kind of what's more important.
Yeah,
but
man.
But you like it, then you're not trying to please anyone.
Nah, man, and it's again the whole title of the song is what it's like I want it's
and
like,
is this is what you want and
yeah,
a video
man.
And a video you got a video you done a video
I have as well. It's going to be dropping sometime this week. I'm not fully sure when.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe midweek, Wednesday, Thursday,
why not?
But the single is out Friday on all good streaming outlets.
Oh, we might as well play it then. That were quick.
Yeah,
that quicker than four. Go on, introduce it.
This is I Want by yours truly, produced by Ethan Ryan.
Produced.
Let's go.
Doing what I want, saying what I want in my songs. Right or wrong, there's no right song. I just wanna right my wrongs when I write songs. All I wanna be doing's what I want, saying what I want in my songs. Right or wrong, there's no right song. I just wanna write my wrongs when I write songs.
The only place I wanna be in is in my zone, in my kingdom, sitting in my throne. I'm not far, but you might feel like I've flown. It's just a place where I don't feel that I'm prone. Just a home built from my stones. To me it's my shell, to you it's unknown. It's just my frequency, my tone. When I'm alone, so let me just switch off my phone. That's where I get back on track in my space. Cause it's nobody else to see, it's my place. Where you won't find a slight trace. Like Jason Bourne with a safe house or spy base. And time don't exist in my place. Just escape the race, then try to find shape. You're right, mate, it might just be your mind state. To find grace either way, I need a higher state.
All I wanna be doing's what I want, saying what I want in my songs. Right or wrong, there's no right song. I just wanna write my wrongs when I write songs. All I wanna be doing's what I want, saying what I want in my songs. Right or wrong, there's no right song. I just wanna write my wrongs when I write songs.
Any place you ever see me has a good vibe, a good scene for good times. With good peeps just feeling like they love life. Always looking on the upside, heads up high. It don't matter if you're the last in here. To the end, the atmosphere will last in here. Strangers become friends fast in here. And don't care about cash, image and fashion gear. My whole team just wore tracksuits here. And if my hair's messy, then I'm wearing caps in here. I guarantee there's no sin here. Nobody's fretting, man, I'm betting, man. Relaxing here, it's just connections and chats in here. That one link that you might just attract in here. Pushing away the negative energy that comes near. So feel the magic when Mike's here. A rap sincere, you feel.
All I wanna be doing's what I want, saying what I want in my songs. Right or wrong, there's no right song. I just wanna write my wrongs when I write songs. All I wanna be doing's what I want, saying what I want in my songs. Right or wrong, there's no right song. I just wanna write my wrongs when I write songs. All I wanna be doing's what I want. Right or wrong, there's no right song. I just wanna write my wrongs when I write songs. All I wanna be doing's what I want. Right or wrong, there's no right song. I just wanna write my wrongs when I write songs.
Big track,
massive.
Is the video good?
It's massive.
So I've got to do this.
Well, let's do it.
Sticky Blood with featuring Matic Mouth today.
Yeah.
So this is the last time you worked with Sticky Blood.
It is. Yeah. It's always non-musical.
But you can tweet us at Fubar Radio, or you can email stickyblood@fubar.com.
Fubar Radio.
Oh, Fubar Radio. Sorry, Mark. Sorry, I'm glad Marcus is on it.
Yeah,
but, or you can tweet us. What's your Twitter, Marcus?
It's at Matic Mouth, MaticMouth.
Andy Nicholson underscore. Someone's already took it. Yeah. I'm right pissed off about that.
I'm not into underscores, mate.
Well, I wouldn't have one if I didn't have to. But it's either that or a one, and you don't want a one.
Oh, maybe. I'd rather
have
number.
A one. What, Marcus, you'd rather have...
Snowy has a 667. I'll tie Snowy, but he has a 667.
Yeah, do you know what that is? Do you know what that means?
He said it the other day and I just completely forgot, but here's a reminder.
It's because he's one step ahead of the devil.
Okay.
That's why he does it.
Cool.
I don't know if he's ever told anyone Snowy. That, but he definitely told me. So he's told me. But big track, like your track. Great bass lines. Musically, really nice.
Music, beautiful.
Got some real musicians on that one, I see.
Yeah.
Where did you get that? It sounds really well recorded
yourself?
And well played.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know, that was time. You know when you've got time to chill and make music and relax?
And not rush.
Yeah, I think the vibe of that song tells you that we weren't rushing. It took a while to get the bass line, which is an integral part of it. But yeah, man, I love it.
The bass line was quick.
Don't forget Friday, people. Friday.
The bass line is the best thing of the song. But then next song we're going to play is El Diz.
Yeah, man.
No Time, which is a track we made. I say we. Me.
You.
Me and Diz. Because Diz, he plays his part. No, he dances about and he gets involved and he... we were going to ring him, but he's not answering his phone.
A great person to be in the studio with, actually. He's very... he's constant, isn't he?
Yeah.
He knows how to work.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah, man.
Bounces off the walls. He definitely got a good vibe about it. But he's doing quite a lot at the minute. He's working quite a bit. There's a few tunes backed up.
Yeah.
Videos coming.
He's got a mixtape out. Let's just shout that out as well, called 2100. Give that a shout and get a search, man. It's good. It's got a lot of...
that was...
Sticky Blood production, Ethan Ryan production.
Yeah.
Is it just you two? Is anyone else?
I think it's just them two. It's just us. Just them two.
But that's got a bag of features on. Cannon, Raw Kid.
Yeah.
It's got all AOK crew, Coco, Shin. Who else is on there?
Shin's
on there.
She creeped on there. The vintage dusty bars.
It's a wicked mixtape, man. One tune in particular, Loud Pack. So anybody who goes to check that.
Yeah. That's an Ethan Ryan production as well.
Oh.
Very, no, but I think it's probably
getting coverage. He said, you know what? He might be worth
his name anymore.
might be worth Ethan paying a visit.
We'll get him down. We should get him down.
Therefore.
But anyway, let's get into a bit of news now. I said news, but there's a Wireless Festival has just happened.
Yes.
I don't know if you had tuned into that at all.
Not much. No, I caught Glassdoor. Wireless was, I was working, man.
That's a bit of news. That's what we've got. We've got these news. Ready? There you go. You should try and read the news, Marcus.
I don't have the news. I don't have the same documents as you.
Oh yeah, you got the.
I've got the beginner's pack.
Yeah, that's because you deserve the beginner's pack. Anyway, the news. Yeah. Wireless Festival was last weekend.
Yeah, man.
Just
a lot of events.
A lot of events. A lot of people played that.
I think you know,
a lot of good people played it. I think
I'm noticing with festivals and stuff, the littlest things matter. You know. The artist bringing out another artist. Just the tiniest things make it worthwhile for the viewer, the listener. Yeah. So, yeah,
I think a lot more people are putting more time into production, as in, like, live, like, this is my stage setup, this is how I'm going to do it live. But, I mean, the whole guest thing is sick. I think it's sick, but I don't want to go to a gig and this person bring this person out, and then I go and see this other person, and they bring the same person out.
Ah, okay.
Or they're all bringing each other out, which is good, and everyone's helping everyone, which is amazing. You can't ever fault that. But I feel like I've been to the same gig 8 times.
I suppose it's the beauty of, like, say, okay, so I've released my album, but I've got a really good single with this other artist. So I don't know, man. It kind of gives the fans... You have to look at it from a fan's point of view, strictly. It's not for like, I think the fans just love that.
While we're talking about fans, apparently Tory Lanez crowd surfed and it didn't go too well.
No.
Oof. I'm sure there's a video floating about.
Can we get some information about this, please? About what exactly happened? I'm out of the loop.
I don't know. Yeah, have a look. What's it say on your screen there, Marcus? Read that.
Oh, Wiley didn't make it. Bizzle got offered 40k to turn up within the hour. He asked for 80k and they said yes, which is very, very interesting again.
To turn up within the hour?
Within the hour. And he asked for 80k and he received it.
And he just got it.
I think that says a lot about Grime.
I think that says a lot about...
And the demand.
I think it says a lot about Bizzle as well.
Yeah, Bizzle is a businessman, though, isn't he? Let's be honest. He's been a businessman from start. I think he was one of the early Grime artists to be thinking way ahead. Way, way, way ahead. So shout out Bizzle. If anybody saw Bizzle at Wireless, get in touch, let us know.
At Football Radio. Or stickyblood at
foobarradio.com on the emails.
Oh, what's that?
Steflon Don was there. Again, another... Listen, I think this one might be in my top 5 favourite new artists. Yeah. Steflon Don, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Like we were saying on Way Down, she could be the UK...
She's got worldwide potential.
UK Nicki Minaj, really.
I think she's got a bit of a... I know where you're coming from, but I think her whole character and her identity is a little different from...
Yeah, of course. She's doing her own thing. She's got the island vibe.
Ah. Going back to Lethal Bizzle and a little quote regarding his Wireless appearance. He said, "I'm too African to say no to this. Wiley is too rich to miss this." That's funny still. Yeah. Outside Bizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bizzle be active, you know. You see them, he'd be doing them KFC.
KFC?
I seen him do some chicken advert combo review. Listen, the guy's funny.
Yeah.
I rate him still. Tory Lanez crowd surfed badly for 10 minutes before giving up. As expected, it ended in absolute chaos with the single rapper failing to get past the front of the stage, repeatedly falling to the floor. Ooh. After a cringeworthy 10 minutes, Lanez called it a day and flipped over on top of the audience back to the stage. A 101 on how not to crowd surf.
Wow.
Gosh.
Would you crowd? You're a crowd surfer.
Yeah, you know me. I love a little crowd surf. I love a bit of crowd interaction. I don't like stages when they're over there. Do you know what I mean?
Too big of a gap.
Sometimes, like, I'm not a huge, gigantic artist. I'm still on my, like, growth bit. So it's nice to be able to just be a bit more connected. I prefer an intimate gig.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I prefer smaller gigs, personally.
Yeah, man.
I think, I like a smaller gig. I like sometimes night. When you're playing to a lot of people, sometimes it just feels like...
You can get caught up
there's
in,
a
like...
There's a sea of thing in front of me. Whereas when it's a smaller gig, you can see people's faces can gauge reactions. And
yeah, man.
I would rather play to a rammed small room than a...
Massive.
Empty.
20,000.
But even like a 10,000 in a 20,000.
Big difference there.
No, but a 10,000 people in a 20,000 capacity. I mean, that's not...
It's not going to look right.
It's not going to look right, is it? But anyway, let's get into playing Diz, and then hopefully we'll get Diz on phone if he answers.
Lie, lie, lie. Are you were not pouring a lie, lie, lie.
Better be in the lie.
Yeah, better be on my side.
True.
Yeah. Think aside, you were not pouring a lie. I'm like, oh my god, put that socks up in the hype. I don't trust no bitches with my motherfucking life. I'm like, Rick Shremmer, nigga, I ain't got no time. No, 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 I ain't got no time for you, no love. No, part of the Uber looking crawled up. Treat the Uber like a motherfucking tour bus. 0-1-4-1, that's my song code.
Can't see no one who wanna roll up. By the day I tell her roll up. I don't pillow talk, so it's awkward. I just dish it down, then I'm totaled. I just dish it down, then I'm scurrying. Living on the edge like skirting. I might just take an excursion. And his flavors, I'm burning a German. In a piss test, no, I'm fucked. I ain't taking that like I'm Ferdinand. And his 5-0 is such a burden. So I build up weed and then burn it. But now I just stay in the studio with my hair's all mad like Coolio. But that does not stop a thing. No, I still got gal on my new phone.
Pick a side, you are not pouring a lie. I'm like, oh my god, he's pulled their socks up in the hype. I don't trust no bitches with my motherfucking life. I'm like, Rich Shremmer, nigga, I ain't got no time. No, 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 I ain't got no time for you, no love. No, up out of the Uber looking crawled up. Treat the Uber like a motherfucking tour bus. 0-1-14, that's my zone, cause
pick a side, who are you with? If you ain't with me, then you're losing. Bad luck for you fuck boys, cause you can't deny that my crew sick. And I've been riding this wave. Big dirty Ross crew shit. And yeah, I hear a bag of gas. But nah, I never see him do shit. Nah, I never see him ride out. With what strap and what knife now? Little nigga, sit the fuck down. Be yourself and never look round. They can diss me for sipping Zed, but can't say I chat shit, I'm up now. Do it myself like Rusty. Only with brothers I trust in, for real.
Pick a side, you are not pouring a lie. I'm like, oh my guys, pull their socks up in the hype. I don't trust no bitches with my motherfucking life. I'm like, Rich Shremmer, nigga, I ain't got no time. No, 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 I ain't got no time for you, no love. No, up out of the Uber looking crawled up. Treat the Uber like a motherfucking tour bus. 0-1-14, that's my zone, cause
Rich Shremmer with his no tight. Free up sauce, a nigga, hold tight. Big spliff, no, it's roll tight. I'm running through this shit like all night. All nine, I was with all nine. And all before that shit and after. So why you wanna try and talk shite? You step to him and he might, oh. You acting niggas need a BAFTA. I could ever part with fake ones. All my niggas real around me. And more time, they be day ones. Ken's getting in his squat now. I rate that shit, I hope he stays on. I'm in the gym, I'm trying to get tick. And I ain't talking about no lay on, for real.
Pick a side, you are not pouring a lie. I'm like, oh my guys, pull their socks up in the hype. I don't trust no bitches with my motherfucking life. I'm like, Rich Shremmer, nigga, I ain't got no time. No, 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 I ain't got no time for you, no love. No, up out of the Uber looking crawled up. Treat the Uber like a motherfucking tour bus. 0-1-14, that's my zone, cause
da 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 da
was it.
El Diz.
El Diz, new track.
No Time.
No Time. I think he's on phone. Diz.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I am. Guess what? What? Yeah, I am. I'm on phone. So, we just played No Time. So, you just got to tell the people now what you were thinking when you wrote it.
Well, I was thinking...
Or what the vibe was, or what your vibe was, where you were at.
Well, it was like, it wasn't really a planned situation, it was more like just a quick thing, so man just hit studio, like a casual, like normal, and then, Andy had the beat made. No, you didn't even have the beat made, did you? The beat, you started making the beat just straight away, really, and then, like, the hook came, I think I laid down the melody of the hook first.
Yeah.
And then laid down the hook, liked the hook, like, redid it a couple of times, wrote the verses real quick, and then that's it. It only took us, like, an hour and a half?
Yeah, it didn't take too long at all, did it? Yeah, it was real quick. Once you started writing, you were off.
This is where you like to work, Diz, yeah? You like to just go in the studio and
every time.
All right. So nothing's pre-planned. You don't, like, be sat on with a book of rhymes and a beat, some loop and stuff. You prefer to be in the studio with the producer.
I prefer that, but sometimes, obviously, as well, I can do the others. Like, I've got stuff, like, where I've wrote it at home, but you know what it is? I forget melodies and I forget flows a lot. So,
so you want the instant record?
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. But obviously, what I've been doing is recently I've just been, like, recording little voice notes when I get a melody in my head, innit? So I don't forget them. But more time when I'm writing at my house, I'll write the chorus a certain way, and then, like, when I come to sing it, like, a couple of days later, it'll be different, you get me? And I don't really like that.
Yeah, man, I noticed a lot of Mario music recently that it is a lot more melodic. Is there a reason for this, or is this just where it's heading?
I think, like, it's like I've made a conscious effort to make it like that, to be honest.
Okay.
So what would you describe yourself as? You're not just a rapper, you're not just a singer. Are you both? What would you do?
Both, innit? Like, but the thing is, it's not like I wouldn't class it as, like, singing, like, 100%, like, but, I mean, I guess it is, but more like harmonising sort of situation, but, just definitely not just rap, because I feel like that limits you.
Do you know what?
Yourself a lot.
I think there's a lot of rappers what are in this space here where they use melody on their songs, but they won't call themselves a singer, and there's, like, this category what can't be named, so I don't know, it's like you're just vocalizing it, I suppose.
I'd think I'd definitely fall into that category.
So that tune's done, that's out, that's available free on your SoundCloud. What's your SoundCloud?
SoundCloud.com/ LDizUK, Twitter LDizUK, Instagram, everything
LDizUK.
Is there anything out there we should be checking, any music or projects you already have?
We've already bigged up your mixtape 2100.
Yeah. Obviously, the mixtape as well, Free Fire Sticky Blood. Also, I've got another tune that I did the week before I did No Time. That's on my SoundCloud as well. That's produced by Andy Nicholson as well. That's like another sort of like a little melodic thing, more slower as well.
So we'll see if we can get Fubar to tweet your SoundCloud profile off their account if possible.
Yeah. But,
I've also tonight got a tune dropping as well with Snowy. And produced by Ethan and Andy as well. You get me? So that's coming on my SoundCloud very soon.
So you seem to be regularly putting music out now. So is that like a conscious effort to kind of do that and build something?
Yeah. Well, what it is really is I just like obviously when I was recording at the studio, what I was recording at before. Obviously, then we moved and stuff like. So I realized like how much stuff I had. What was like ready to just be just like added, add finishing touches added and then just sent out. So, like, there's a lot of material that's, like, not been lost, but, you know, just been forgotten about what I haven't
just
seen
sat
and
there.
Stuff like that. Yeah, and I don't like really having that. So now I've been finding myself just making the tunes and just putting them out.
That's
and obviously, that way, you can judge which one that the people like the most, obviously, with the players. And obviously, if you think you've got one where you can do something special with it, you can save it, hold it back and do whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And build one properly while still doing it. But it's a good thing, I feel like the more stuff you keep putting out regularly, the more people will take notice. If you're regularly putting out good content of a standard, it'll soon get to a point where people can't ignore it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, hopefully, but that's the thing. The standard's got to stay high, innit?
That's it. But anyway, I can tell you're busy. You sound like you're busy. I mean, what time's Love Island done?
9 o'clock, cause
Are you watching? What, you're watching that? You're watching that, yeah?
Come on, bro. You get me?
You don't like to
waiting for it now.
All right, well, we'll let you go, and I think we've got another tune to play. But right, we're going to play another tune, but big up, keep working. It's get, you'll get there, you'll get there.
Yeah, man, respect, man. Respect for having me as well, yeah?
Nice one.
Sir.
See you.
Bless.
Bye, bye.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs be throwed up. But still, Andre got action. They sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got ample time to do this. Have you shot up? Thought you knew this. I'm crumbling. No type of problems. Telling my sacks. Watching my back. Wetting them up like slish. Leaving them in they slash of blood. The clock is ticking. Niggas from my block is missing. I'm putting it down like it be hot before we argue. Shot. Got only so much time in this bastard. Pretty be claiming pro, but I be saying they procrastinating. Settling for less, better be ready when they roll up in your nest and sink one in your chest and you's gone. Up out of here for good. Y'all be bobbing back and forth to let me know you understood. Yeah, what's up?
There's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling through. I'm just crumbling through.
So check me out, see, once in a while when niggas be trying to test me, I get frisky, grab a pint, I'm going in whiskey, then they swing, but shit, they miss me, huh, I'm getting nice with them things, because I do like that, you heard me on the radio, and yes, my man, I'm true to that, I run my lyrics the way I wanna hear them, and shoot my dice against the bricks the way I wanna flick them, niggas will ring around the roses, diamonds around my neck from flexing, but I'm running niggas over like a 94 Lexus Tessin, 10 millimeters, count them, nigga, fuck a 9, see, I added a millimeter for y'all niggas doing crimes and drive-by, kiss your ass, bye-bye, sayonara. Suckers. I flip the script and turn the page. It's getting your motherfuckers. Be popping shots like them hoes be popping coochies. And I still be spreading bullets like them freaks be spreading cooties. So look at niggas, I'm hunting Red October. I set my shit and ran my lyrics and now my verse is over.
There's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling through. I'm just crumbling through. Niggas killing niggas, they don't understand.
Big boy got a temper nugget blunt box. It's empty, that's what the earth be dropping. It's simply marvelous, time is ticking. But some of the time when I be laying both hands in the dungeon, sugar bet and moan be smoking ounces like it ain't nothing. It ain't shit to take another hit, so hit it up the cannabis. Sativa, weed, reefer, yeah, smoke shit. It's all they ended till they label me to see. So fire up another one and smoke out and fuck a world peace.
We is gonna smoke out until we choke out like some merry men. Cowards I be burying, coming around my shop with that C nigga. You get nothing just like DJ do the cut, and I be having your posse ducking nothing but king shit. I am asking, sucker, can you hang? That player with the pepper throwing salt off in your game. Sprinkle, sprinkle, motherfucker, don't be crying on me. That stuff that sets me in my chest until I'm chilling in peace. Yeah.
There's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling through. I'm just crumbling through.
Now coming in like two fat hoes sitting off on cornflakes, dropping these things like french fries and hot grease. Big gift, get him IPA, Outcast, the J-O-Y. Just let y'all niggas know, forever pimping, never slipping. That's how it is, that's how it's gonna be. That's how it was in the past, that's how it's gonna be in the future, nigga. It's all day and day, so what you wanna do with it? Bring that shit on, know what I'm saying? Yeah.
There's only so much time left in this crazy world. Niggas killing
Yes.
Outkast.
Big track, that, isn't it?
Always, man. Classic.
Legendary track. I can't always forget legendary group.
Yeah. Legendary group, man.
Yeah. One of the, I think like the highest hip hop collective. Money wise,
selling, like,
yeah.
I think they had their moment with the Stan Kornia album,
yeah,
and they just blew up,
yeah.
But why not?
Miss Jackson on that one, I
why
think.
Not?
Probably big album,
anyway.
Go on, I'll let you introduce our first special guest,
very special, legendary guest. Special guest, ladies and gentlemen. We have Shiesty in the studio.
Oy. Oy.
Yes.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A glass of water.
Yeah.
Cool down. It's hot in here. It's hot in London today. Why is it so hot in London today?
This water's hot as well.
It's raining up north.
It's raining. It's always raining up north.
Winter's coming up north. I've got Game of Thrones fever, man. Sorry.
It's back.
Just back.
It's back real soon.
It never left.
Tell me you watch Game of Thrones.
I'm the only person in the world that doesn't watch
it.
My best friend, she's always just like, watch it. My manager's like, you got to watch it. It's so sick. But I think I'm too many seasons behind to catch up.
Yeah, that's it. But what you've got to do, you've got to wait for this one to finish and then just get in.
Box it all off.
And then just stop talking to everybody you've ever met.
Yeah.
Put your phone in the bin and just watch it all then.
Oh, well, I've done that with Breaking Bad. I was so far behind that I just binge like weekends. Throughout the weekend, I caught up. It was sick.
Yeah, that's
Breaking Bad will do that to you, man.
Yeah.
There's a few.
Breaking Bad is the one.
Mammy's is watching Prison Break, but I'm like,
nah, man.
Is Prison Break still going on?
I think it's come back on.
Come back. He got locked up again. This guy's reoffending.
No way.
Yeah, it's come back on. I'm sure not long ago.
Season 5, wow.
That's what we're on now.
I ain't feeling Prison Break.
So, what was the big gap?
Did he get free and then there's someone else that needs busing out? Work program, I don't know. He messed it up. I don't know.
But anyway, all of that. Forget all that.
Yeah, back to
Shiesty is here. Shiesty. The legend. So,
yeah.
You got a new tune out?
Yeah, man. Wake Up. It's out. It's out to buy and stream or whatever. But the video just dropped like late last night. So, yeah,
sick,
man. I've been away for ages as well. Like,
how's it feel to be back?
It's weird. It's like nervous, exciting.
Yeah.
Because it's like a whole...
It's a whole new industry, man.
I feel like a new artist going back in, because when I come out, there was no like Twitter, there was no YouTube, there was no Facebook. I think all we had was MySpace.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. And if the radio weren't playing your songs, then you're basically fucked.
Mm.
Like, there's nothing really that you can do. But now there's so much social media. You can just literally, we just put the song out on YouTube, we put it on Spotify, and it's just getting all these thousands of views. And I'm like, what the hell? This is crazy.
Yeah, I think people would be happy to see you back. Do you know? Especially having the social media where we can just be like, oh, Shiesty's back.
Yeah. It's easy to people. People find people easy these days as well. And it's so like, you're one, like, there's no like, oh, this person needs to know that person or that person. All I've got to do is see one thing and that's it, I'm there.
Back in the day, when I wanted to collab with someone, you had to like kind of know their manager or go through like a record label to hit them up. It's like, it was almost impossible to speak to the artist directly.
Yeah.
But now you can literally just jump on Twitter, follow them, and you're in DMs, and then you're just talking back on
Facebook. You're a DM away from a collab. That's all you ever want.
Chelsea,
amazing. So what have you got lined up? You got any more tunes lined up?
Yeah, I'm working on the album now.
Yeah,
my second album. It's been like
it's been
like 13 years
since
Diamond and Dirt came out in 2004. So, yeah, I'm working on that. It's almost finished, but I'll say like,
how many tracks have you got so far?
I'm just doing 12.
Yeah, like, how many have you got already?
I think I've probably got like about 9.
All right. Are you going to get it? Because some people, there's a different way people do it. Because coming from a producer, a marketer, an artist as well, like putting tracks together, you're like, right, I'm going to do an EP, I'm going to do an album. Mm-hmm. And then you get like, right, I'm going to make loads of tracks, then I'm going to pick the number I want. Or some people go, I want 13 tracks, I'm going to make 13 tracks.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Are you looking to like make loads of songs or just the right amount of songs?
No, well, I know I just want 12.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I just want 12 because the album's called Balance.
Okay.
So six. So
like on a vinyl as well.
Yeah,
like you got
do you
a picture
it's
that.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like when you have too much, it like the consumer, they get too caught up kind of thing. Like there's too much for them to digest. And then some tracks are just like throwaway tracks. They didn't really need to be there. So I'm trying to just work on 12 big
quality
songs.
Yeah, that's it. I think 12 is a good number. I would say, if someone said an album.
We
I would
love
say 12.
A short yeah. album. We've
like,
spoke about.
I said between 10
times.
And 12. Yeah. Because if you're getting like 15, like that's nearly too much. Someone yeah. did Drake's new album had something like
20 something. Yeah.
It's just like I can't be arsed with that.
And I can
yeah.
only remember like a certain amount that I really bang every yeah. whenever yeah. I listen to it. Do you get what I'm saying?
And it's so like anything over like 45 minutes, it's like I'm kind of over this yeah. already. Now I'm sick of your voice now. Yeah, and do you know what I mean?
I feel like we're living in a time here where everything, people's attention span is like 15 seconds, 30 seconds. It's really, yeah. really short.
So small.
Yeah, it's like you've got like the Instagrams, it's 1 minute. You had your Vine, 6 seconds. So yeah. we're just being programmed to have short attention spans. So
and music's so throwaway now.
Do you get what I'm saying?
It's so easy to skip. I was thinking the other day, remember when, because I like to listen to music on vinyl, so I'll get up in the morning, I'll put like a vinyl on and eat my breakfast and listen to Curtis Mayfield or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But
songs but like then, that, 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Yeah, but when you've got a phone, mm-hmm. and you can just put any. I think iPods kind of change music a lot for people. Yeah. Even on like the shitty first ever ones, because it's like so easy to skip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on a CD it was, but you just never really did you? You were like, unless you hated the track, but tape you never did. No one could be arsed with that.
CDs were deep in the album thing. Like when people wanted an album, mm-hmm. when they wanted to listen straight through, CD was winning.
Yeah.
I think people don't want albums now. They just want. I think there's still listeners who listen to albums, but. Mm-hmm. Kids don't want an album.
Yeah,
they just want that latest Drake track or latest Shiesty track, or they just want it, man. They don't, and then pass it on and gone.
And with like Spotify as well, it's just like it's just there. You just click,
see it
onto
there.
The next one. Yeah. Like you don't even need to. Some of the things you don't even need to buy. You can just sign up for free. You just listen, skip next one, next.
I think
album,
that's what I think that's what more people are doing than actually buying music.
Yeah.
I listen to records and I buy records, but I can't remember the last time I went on iTunes and bought anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've got Apple Music and I know people have got Spotify. It's like I don't need to.
I don't know the last time I bought an album because I just stream as well.
That's
just
it.
Do you think it's the choice what makes it? Our attention span short. Like there's so much out there.
I think the fact that there's so much out there and how easy it is.
And we want
it's
it.
Too easy. Yeah.
We want it as music listeners, don't we? I want this. I want to hear this. Oh, that new album's out. That new mixtape. That freestyle.
Back in the day, you'd have an album like it would be like 3 singles a year and an album like a year. Yeah. Now you put an album out, 2 months later they're like, when's your new music coming out? You're I've just been working.
I think this just took me a year.
Yeah, to do.
And now
you're
want
asking
else.
More. Yeah. I'm just like, it's so quick, it's so throwaway. People's attention spans, like bam, bam, bam. So
I feel like the more, it didn't really work out like balance-wise, but I feel like if you put a lot of time and energy into these 12 tracks that you're doing, it's like you put all my time and energy. I like put that out and like just let it live a bit. Let it be out there. Let people discover it. Let it just let it evolve it and let it be someone's favorite for a bit.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like don't ask for any new music for a minute.
I'm gonna be like, please don't. I have been literally working like a slave in the studio, like making so much songs. But I know I want 12, and I know like on there I want more deeper tracks. Where I'm talking about like my family, where I've been. Yeah. Like so, these are like.
Because you've got a story to tell. You've been away for a while, so now you've lived a life that you can talk about.
Exactly. So there's certain amount of songs that are going to be more introspective, and then there's going to be other songs that's like, you know, more fun, like Wake Up or do you know stuff like that. So I know I want 12. I know 4 is definitely on.
Perfect.
And as I'm in studio, the more we do, I'm like, oh shit, this might knock off one of
that's perfect.
It's like, you get what I'm saying?
It's good. It's like we often talk about like the shape of an album of peaks and troughs and like it's on a chart, like alright, so I want my first 3 tracks to be like
up
a number 7, and I want it to dip to a 4 and then I want it to come back up, and it's like I think you've got
important.
I think that's what makes it different to everybody else is doing, because I'm not saying no one else is thinking like that, but this is what's allowing me that 6 months after this is out to chill because I'm taking a lot of time and effort into thinking what it should be like.
Literally I've got like a whiteboard with everything,
perfect,
like
crosses, vocals,
plan your music.
I'll show you. I've got it on here, like the pictures. I've got like my whiteboard with like the songs that I want, like the kind of topics I want to talk about. Then I've got like the rollout plan of how I see it, like the videos, the stylist, all of this. Like on my, I'm taking it so serious, so that's why it's taking a bit longer.
Brilliant.
But
and who's producing this? Who produced Wake Up?
This is a guy called Adsvalu.
Okay.
He's been working for time, but he's like a new producer.
Yeah.
So I went to Jamaica like last year because I just needed a break. I was going through so much like with family and everything. Lots of people in my family were dying and stuff. So I just needed a break, and then I came back, and then a guy called Hank that works at the studio that I'm at now, he wanted to meet with me and my manager, so we met him, and he was just like, I believe Shice is a star, but she just needs different production, like, to elevate whatever. So he was just like, just come over here and work with some of the producers. We got singers, songwriters, everything over there. Like,
wow.
Naughty Boy is over there, Amel Sande, like, mm-hmm. everybody, well, yeah, literally, man. Yeah, Jay Haas, everyone is at this studio, basically.
Perfect.
So I was like, okay.
Is that the place in Ealing?
Yeah. So I'm down there, and then I'm just in with like a producer called Ads Volute, and you know, like when you meet a producer and you just click with them, it's like, it's just sick. Like, you can yeah. just make any type of music. We'll be in there. Like,
it's the same
days.
With producers and artists, though. Yeah. It's like, I'm bouncing off this person, they're bouncing off me. It's like, oh yeah, let's try this.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
and then because you both enjoy now, it's being so, done as well, yeah. and you both get on so well.
Exactly.
The outcome is always an interesting,
so,
good one.
Yeah, it's so dope. Like, there's like showers there and everything. So we just go there. We was there. Like last week, from I think Thursday till Saturday, we was just in there with a songwriter as well called Rain. We was just in, ordering food, drinking,
perfect.
Everyone
yes.
smoking,
yeah.
and then in writing, laying stuff down. We was laying vocals at 4 or 5 in the morning,
perfect.
Just vibing.
But that's the vibe you're on, and that's when you're gonna get the best out of yourself.
This is how I feel. I feel like the music that I'm doing now is probably like the best that I've ever done, because I'm being so honest and truthful about the things that I'm writing about, and the production, I'm like, things are getting sent to America. We've got Erykah Badu's bass player on the album. Yeah, it's like, it's crazy. So I feel in a much better space now, and I believe
that,
like, this album, there's going to be songs in there for everybody.
Sick, perfect. Yeah. I love how it is, like, I love being in a studio, and it's like, you forget what time it is.
We don't even know.
Because time's not important. Do you know what I don't like in studio? I don't like a clock.
No. There's no clock at our studio.
That's it. Don't ever have a clock in studio, because I want to look at
it. It's like a casino.
I don't want to look at that and go, oh my God, it's this time, I better go home. It's like, no, the vibe is perfect. I don't need to go anywhere.
I'm telling you, when we're at studio, like, I'm always Snapchatting. Like, literally, there's a million Snapchats. So I'll be outside, it'll be daylight. Then we come in, working. We go back out. I'm like, where the fuck? It's dark. What happened? The whole day has literally just gone. We don't even know what time it is. I'm like, mate, we got to go home at some point.
Yeah, that's
at
it.
At some point. But yeah, man,
it's a good. It's always good, I always think, because I get home and, like, from studio, and I'm like, I haven't even eaten today. Yeah. It's like, Jesus, I've just been smoking and drinking water, and I get home and I've not even eaten.
This is how we are at studio. We literally have to stop sometimes, be like, no, guys, we need to order some food.
Yeah.
Let's go and walk, get some fresh air, and then come back. Like, because you'll just get lost. It's like a casino, you know, there's no clocks in a casino as well.
Yeah, no,
it's
clocks, no
natural
no windows. Light.
Yeah, like, you don't know what time it is, and you're just getting carried away. But
casinos, bastards, what a bastard. They're doing it for the wrong reasons, though. We're doing it because we're in
it.
This is a vibe, and you're doing
it
because you want
money. Money, man.
You dirty bastard.
We have a question from Louise, who says, hi, Shyster, I have always loved your music. I bet it's so fun to make music videos. Do you direct them yourself?
Do you know what? Hi, Louise. I feel like I'm on one of those shows.
It's
hello,
like,
Louise.
A bit like Loose Women all of a sudden.
No, I have, like, a lot of input in everything I do, like, down to, like, my photo shoots, my video shoots. I'm such a perfectionist. Like, when the videos come back, I'm watching them, and I'm like, I have my pen, and I'm just like, at 2:37, I need this shot changed, and I'll screen grab it and send a timestamp of, like, everything.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm with, like, the production of my music. I'm such a perfectionist. Sometimes it might feel like I'm a headache to work with, but it's just because I want to get
that's
it.
That's because
so
you
right.
want it
organization.
Right.
Yeah.
It's your, but the bottom line is, it's your name on it.
Exactly.
It's your song, and it's all about you.
That's what
I'm
saying.
As mad as that, and as much of a dickhead it sounds, it's like, this is my song.
I'm going to be on the forefront.
When this song's out and this video's out, they're not going to come to some fucking director to complain. They're going to act me about this.
This is why I'm so, like, I have to be so hands-on and, like, really have a say in what I do. I'm not one of those artists that just let my management and team just run and just do it and I turn up. Like, I come here today by myself. Like, I want to be hands-on. I want to really meet people, connect with people, network with people, and just really, like, know what's going on with my project, because, like you said, when it goes out, it's my name that's on the forefront.
Yeah,
it's me that's here having to answer the questions. The directors, like, they're on holiday
if
or whatever.
Running around, so your wake up video is a bit shit, isn't it? Like, why is that video a bit shit? And you can't go, let me just ring director and you can speak to him.
I have to know how to answer the question. So, yeah, to Louise's question, like, I'm, like, really hands on with everything I do.
Yeah, I think a couple of things you've said. Artists need to be. The preparation when they're making music.
Yeah.
I mean, some artists can just go into the studio and bish, bash, bosh.
Yeah.
They have an amazing track. But I think a lot of artists need to understand the preparation and the planning. It helps.
Yeah.
and being involved and not relying
by failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail.
We are in a time of DIY.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly.
You can do everything yourself. You can do everything yourself.
Everything.
You can film a video on your iPhone and it do well. Do you know what I mean? You just gotta make sure
I'm telling you, I done one freestyle like not last year, the year before, just in the car. I was just in the car, just doing a freestyle on the iPhone. Put it out. This thing has got nearly 1 million views, like on Facebook. It's like, I'm like, how?
That's it. And you could probably upload it from your phone straight to YouTube. Yeah.
Straight away.
It's like, I don't need
mad.
Anybody else.
Yeah, it's literally like, mad. It's mad.
I feel like some people only really want to get involved when you show them.
Boss. Yeah, that's it.
And also when you show people, like, look, I don't need anybody else.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh shit.
And the thing is, when you do a lot of it yourself or with like your small team, when bigger people like brands want to endorse you, now you've got more to bottle with, because like, I don't need you to put me on this because I've come with like this thousands amount of followers. This is like what I can do by myself. So now you're in more control of those percentages when these endorsement people try to come on board. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas when you're not doing nothing and you need all this help from everybody else, they can just take the piss of you.
Some people can't do anything for themselves, so they're constantly relying on other people.
Yeah,
and if I'm relying on this person regularly, they're going to want something for me relying on them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So
I can't do that, man. I just need to. I'm like a control freak as well. I don't like other people being in control of my thing.
But you've got to be though. Yeah. You've got to be. It's like you say, it's your stuff. Yeah. It's all you.
Exactly.
But the video's out, so we'll play the tune now. I'll let you introduce your tune, seeing as it's your tune. I always say that to everyone because I think that they're better at introducing songs than me.
Yeah, this is Shiesty. This is my new single off my new album, and it's called Wake Up.
So dark without you. When you're gone, the lights go out. So I'll set the world on fire with you. No dancing around the truth. When I lay down beside you, no need to look no further. It's cool. So tell me, are you ready? Yeah.
Yes, banger that.
Thank you.
Banger. Marcus, banger.
Yeah, banger.
Coming to
coming
to a rave or a radio station near you soon, definitely. Yes, like you say, it feels like it can work on both.
Yeah.
And you say that's art or edit and video
streamable. Yeah, it's streamable. It's on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes,
all
Google
of them.
Play.
Yeah. Deezer, all of them.
It's on
Napster.
LimeWire. it's on all of that. The video is out as well on my Vivo channel. I am Shiesty Vivo.
There you go. And everything. Yeah. So Sticky Blood Radio on Fubar Radio. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio. I've got to keep looking there.
You can email us.
Go on, what's the email?
stickyblood@fubarradio.com.
Okay.
We've had an email from
Shiesty, what's
Lamar,
your Twitter
actually.
Again, just in
my
case?
My Twitter is I am Shiesty. All my socials are I am Shiesty. Shiesty.
Easy. Easy. Across them all as well. That's what you need. Everything.
We've got an email from Lamar.
Lamar.
Who?
Lamar.
What is he a scouser? Does he say he's from Liverpool?
Don't know.
Don't know.
But he's well.
He says, how do you... Oh, actually.
Talking to your man. Why is this guy so quiet?
We've got a bit of a spelling...
not too loud, though.
How do you guys keep motivated, I'm guessing he's saying. I'm an aspiring producer, but finding it hard to stay focused. What are you up to, Lamar?
Yeah, I bet it's women distracting you.
What's distracting?
Do you know what's a big distractor? Come off the socials.
Yes, man.
Put Instagram is a devil.
It's a devil.
You know,
playground.
If you're going in the studio, right, you should have a rule.
Yep.
Unless you're posting a post, mm-hmm. what's a promotional post, yep. don't sit on there scrolling, because you can get lost in that world. Mm-hmm. So, Lamar, first things first, if it's the socials, put them down. Any input from anyone else? Any tips?
I thought you were dealing with it quite well.
Yeah,
wow, I don't even know what I was doing.
I've just noticed being around other people, like, the Instagram's a devil
I personally try not to, like, I'm not really on Twitter or Instagram when I'm in the studio working, because, but you know, I don't even think to go on it. I'm just busy doing stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe Lamar, you just need to be a bit busier.
Yeah,
maybe concentrate on the snare rather than the retweet.
Yeah.
but I don't know. I think sometimes it can be difficult to stay motivated, especially in the long run if you're doing stuff and you feel like you're getting nowhere. But you need to just realize baby steps are still forward steps. Man. Do you know what I mean? You're still getting somewhere.
Slow progress is better than no progress.
Oh, there you go. That's the quote.
Slow progress better than no progress, man.
There you go.
It's going to take a minute. A lot of people think like this stuff happens overnight, but it's like it's years of like failing as well to get successful. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not like when you see these artists, they've just had a lucky break. They've been grinding for time, hours, putting hours in. No payment, no money, missing bills and all of this stuff. That's
definitely don't wake up with a million followers and views and all that. You got to earn that. You got to put the time
grind,
in.
Man. Years.
But,
So don't stop, Lamar. Keep going.
Keep going, man.
Man. Stay positive.
After all of that,
after everything.
After everything.
Just keep going. That's the best advice we can give you right now. But I think we want to talk about this Skepta meeting in... Mick Jagger. I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw he was in studio with him today, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a beat or maybe Skepta's producing Rolling Stones.
Crazy.
Do you know what? It's becoming a bit common. What other, let's think about the other collaborations first.
First of all, when we were talking earlier, I don't think it's a collaboration.
No,
I think they were just
kicking it.
I think they were just two people in the studio. I mean,
leading back to what we said
someone.
Earlier, though. People like them little moments. Look at how much debate. I think that's part of this whole game now. Like the studio post is part of the game. You have to show your artists, your fans that you're active. Show these labels, these endorsers.
That's a big look as well.
Yeah. It is, man. It's hard to kind of like stay on top of all that when all you want to do is just make music. But I think it's exciting. It's definitely exciting for the UK industry and the UK. I hate this word, but the UK urban music.
It definitely feels progressive. I mean,
it's
like
brilliant.
I know Mick Jagger's not like progressive right now, but I mean, in his day, he was the guy. But exactly. Still a legendary figure, really, isn't it? To be involved in,
and he can definitely teach Skepta something. I'm guessing,
course,
you know what I mean? And
it'll probably come out that like. I don't know.
He was overseeing like a track or something.
Yeah.
Or giving like
backing vocals.
Guitar.
Yeah.
he lent him a guitar.
The picture I seen, it didn't look like. It looked like Skepta was just listening in on a talk.
Yeah,
I was like,
looked like Skepta going to turn around and go, "Yeah, that's shit." don't play that again.
Yeah.
But I guess it's still a good thing to do, though.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, these old timers like to get back involved.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Keep
Mick Jagger,
around.
Paul McCartney, Kanye.
Mm-hmm. I think the whole energy of grime must give rock a little bit of a.
I think so,
yeah, of course it's a punk vibe because now grime is punk.
Yeah, what's his name? Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, he's bigging it up.
He's bigging it up the other day.
I seen a photo of him and Wiley.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah. He's like, he loves Skepta and stuff because he said it reminds him of like the punk and stuff.
I think it is that. I think there's definitely a similar vibe, whether it's musically, it ain't got to sound anything like it, but I think the energy and the vibe is exactly the same.
Definitely.
Which is only a good thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is that's a great thing.
Great.
So, Marcus, what does your note say there? We've got
Screwfizz has made it. He's hanging around the building somewhere. We've still got Shice here with us.
Shice's legend is still here.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if you know about aliens.
Aliens.
Do you care about aliens at all?
What do you think?
In general?
Of course they do.
We've got a guy on the phone in a bit from Texas.
Okay.
Texas, Sick. Called
Daryl Sims.
Daryl Sims, and he's an alien hunter.
Oh my god, I love him already.
Yeah, no. And he's got many hats. Apparently,
what? Each hat he wears has a different skill set.
Excuse me.
Yeah, man.
Wait, what are you not talking about?
Yeah,
this guy. Do you know what? Should we?
Are you not joking?
We're not even joking. I'm going to show you a piece of paper with his name on. Look at this. He used to work for the CIA.
Said paper.
There you go.
He works for the CIA? My God. Let me ask him 100 questions. I am literally subscribed to like these YouTube channels, you know?
YouTube channels?
Like, you know the ones that they're talking about, like, you know, the aliens and like the NASA? I'm subscribed to some of these channels.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a guy called Nick Pope on the phone who was
Nick
like...
Who?
Pope.
Good.
He used to work for British government, and he would take notes. He would like gather all the information of UFO sightings in this country.
What? I believe in it. Yeah. Do you know why? Because I'm like, there's no way on Earth, that we're the only planet out of all these billions
pinnacle of the galaxy.
Of galaxies. makes us so damn special?
Exactly.
There's no way. There's literally billions and billions. So you think we're the only ones? No way.
Definitely
no
not.
No way.
We always say this, what's scary, the fact that... What thought to you is scarier, the fact that there is aliens out there that exist, or the fact that there is nothing else that... exists other than us.
I think that will scare me more.
That's scary.
Like, raw, what the hell?
So we're going to speak to him in a bit.
Oh my god, this guy.
I don't know what he's going to say.
I need my glasses and everything.
Back with a plaster on your nose and pushing it up,
man. Come on, man.
Well, I think we're going to play a tune now anyway. I don't know what tune it is. Oh, we're going to play Steve a bit of Lover's Rock.
Oh my god,
one
I grew
drop.
Up on that.
Okay.
Stephen Marley, yeah.
I grew up on this.
This afternoon, and I'm gonna get an explosion real soon. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile, do your very best. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile, do your very best. I'ma keep you warm. Cold outside, protect you from the storm, the world outside. You know I love you, baby. No need to worry about me. And I'll be gone for a while. Keep that perfect smile, do your very best.
Supposed to do while you got me sitting here waiting on you, baby. Hurry, hurry, come back and give me.
me some love in this afternoon. Cause I can't wait to see you smile. Could you stay a little while and do the things that only lovers do? Trying not to think about how I'm gonna do without your touch, your touch. And I can't stop thinking about the loving that I'm needing now so much. And until you come back to me, there will be
no cigarette smoking in my room. In my room,
red wine and Guinness.
Gonna give you some good love this afternoon.
Afternoon.
And I'm gonna get the next portion real soon.
Real soon.
Hey, give me some good love this afternoon.
Afternoon.
And I'm gonna get the next portion.
Yeah, yeah, and we're back, Stephen Marley. Bit of Lovers Rock for all the
one
the
drop
lovers.
With a one drop.
Yeah, we another special guest, another legend, if I don't mind saying so.
Young school legend. Visitor. Young legend. You young know, legend. You can't say it. Yeah, young legend.
Young ledge. Yeah, yeah man.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. That's
you got to introduce him, though, for God's sake.
No, Screwfizz. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Screwfizz in the house with us this evening.
You said it like, this guy needs no introduction. Now speak.
Nah, that's cool, man. That's love. That's love.
Yeah, that's good. It was a good intro.
It's good to have you here with us, man.
Like a Rodigan intro, that one.
You've been very, very active recently, actually. I've seen a lot of output and a lot of your name keeps popping up everywhere. Obviously, I've seen you with Cole. Cole's from like our side of town, so it's like there's been that track there. What else is there? Jesus, what was the recent thing? We was talking about it on the way down.
More time. The video's sick. Thank I like that you, video. Man. Who did that video?
One of my brethrens. His name's called F Animation.
And you just draw all that?
Yeah, he drew it. He's a madman.
Yeah,
he's
how long sick. Did that
Wicked.
Take?
I don't know. Like, I think it took him a while, yeah. But I don't know how quick he works. But he done it, man. And I just thought, raw, like, because I saw his work, and I said, this guy's sick. And I draw as well myself, anyway. So I said, you know what? Like, do you do animations and stuff like that? Because I'm kind of into that stuff anyway. Then he was like, yeah. Then literally we connected,
yeah,
and he done it, and I was happy because I was gonna actually shoot a video for it.
Saved you that time.
No,
as well.
Do you know what? People like the actual visual like more than that. But I just thought, you know what? Let me just try something different because I don't always want to be doing the same thing.
But also, it stands out because there's nothing else really like that now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. For real.
So it's different to everybody else as without even really trying
to be. It's mad, man. It's crazy, bro.
So good response to that tune though.
Yeah. I had a good response, man. I feel like maybe if I had a video as well to go with the animation, like it would be a bit different. But do you know what? Whoever hears it. Like that's my way of life.
It's out there.
Yeah, it's out there.
It's out there in the world. It's there if you want it. If you stumble across it and the universe puts it in front of you, there you go.
You know, one of them ones. You get me?
That's it. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to let the universe put the tune in front of you rather than go looking for it.
Natural vibes.
Natural vibes. A real natural vibe.
That's the truest. That's the realest thing. I'm not gonna lie. That's true.
Yeah.
It's all gotta be natural, man. From the conception of the music and just your general. Nobody wants nothing what's sugar-coated and fake, so I suppose you can only put your positive energy on it.
It feels very real. Very
send it
real.
Out to the world. But it will as it will.
We had Coco in a couple of months ago, and he was singing your praises because of the ingredients, too, which is sick.
Big cokes.
Big rhythm.
Toddler's production on that one. And
another good visual.
Yeah. And we've done a couple of tunes with Maxter, and he was bigging it up, so.
No, that's sick as well,
everyone's
man.
Repping. Everyone's repping, definitely.
No, I love that, man. That's good, man. That Coco tune was cold as well, man.
Yeah, it was a good tune. Yeah, good beat as well.
Beat was banging.
Yeah, it was.
But it's Toddler. He always makes the bangers.
It's cold with it. Yeah, it's cold with
the
it.
Minimal, the minimal heavy weighty ones.
It's mad.
Yeah. So what? So how did that come about? Because did Coco shout you, or did Toddler shout you, or what was that?
No, me and Coco have been cool, innit? But for a while. But I feel like with what happened with us is that everyone was saying to him, you know what, you and Screw need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But we was already cool before that, and was like, yeah, we need to do something. And then people were saying to me as well, like, you and Cokes need to do something. So basically what happened was, I can't remember, like, I just ended up being in studios on random day. I think I got called to studio.
Yeah.
And just done it. And
that's
it
though. That's, yeah, I think, man, that's when organic. The best shit happens, man.
Again.
Natural vibes again.
Natural
vibes.
I think that's
like when you get the best stuff. It's like, you're here, I'm here. We said we would do this anyway, so. And Toddler's making the. Toddler's probably got that beat, sat waiting. So he's probably just loaded it up, gone in.
And that's what happened. Literally, exactly that. Like, yeah. We just done it, man.
Because DRS helped with the chorus, did he? I don't know if you. Was he there when you did
that? No, I wasn't even there at that point.
Oh, so did you come in when the chorus was already down?
Yeah.
Oh, see. So there was just that 16 slot.
Yeah, waiting.
That empty gap, just waiting for you to go in on.
And when I heard that, I said, yeah, this is me, man. And yeah. I ain't done something like that for a while. Like, the fasting.
It definitely worked, though. The fasting worked sick. Worked very sick. But I think we'll play one of your tunes now. But I think we're going to play Vibe on This.
You're done, though. Anti-Stimpy.
Well, and I'll let you introduce it. I like to let people introduce their own track.
Oh, that's a love, man. Yo, this one's Vibe on This, yeah? Anti-Stimpy on production. That's right.
Make me
club, another club, club banger, bang, and it'll bang in a set.
Nah, safe, man.
Are you doing shows? Are you playing these out yet, or are these still kind of like?
Yeah.
Secret.
I played them out, man. I done Vibe on this in what's the festival called again? Not Park Life. Okay. Wildlife.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah, and I play it out, and I just vibe, and people vibe to it, like. Yeah. And sometimes I get surprised with the reaction what I get.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes people are like, yo! And they're proper singing it back.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because I haven't done nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like, in my career.
Yeah, it's like, good though. It's good. You know it's a good thing to go on. It's definitely got the sounds, got the right sounds, and definitely makes sense.
Oh, yeah. What is the plan? Do you have a plan in place? Is there some projects on the horizon?
Yeah, like, I kind of... Basically, last year and the year before, yeah, I was just doing music. As in... making what I want to make and finding what I actually want to do, how I can have all my skills in one basket, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know what, like, what do I enjoy? And I like the tropical grime stuff, like, so mm-hmm. I've done a few bits of that, and I've done Vibe on this, which mm-hmm. like I think, like,
the EP called Tropical.
Yeah, I dropped that as well, like, because it's mad, like, so like I've done that last year, the Vibe on this song. Mm-hmm. Then I've done another one with Flirty and Major, I Remember Me. And mm-hmm. I said, you know what, like, people are actually levitating to the sound that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me put an EP together
mm-hmm.
to kind of say, look, this is kind of the sound I'm going with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds sick.
And it kind of came about because I thought, we're in an age here where it's very easy to lose your identity and follow someone else
mm-hmm.
and do the same thing what they're doing.
To end up making what you're listening to.
Yeah.
Remaking the new song that you just like.
And, like, it's kind of like, I see, like, you see the world, like, it's crazy. Like, anything you put in your body, yeah, it's just, it's always going to be there until you, like, cleanse yourself. It's like, if you're listening to a certain type of music,
mm-hmm.
that's the kind of music you might subconsciously produce.
Yeah.
If you're around people that speak heavy slang, mm-hmm. eventually, you're going to start speaking that slang.
It's going to catch up, yeah. It all ends up working its way in, doesn't it, like... Mm. Marcus, you should explain, I don't know if you care about this, but explain that your whole crystals vibe, how you've got your crystals.
Oh, right, yeah, I got my crystals on me right now.
You sound like a spiritual guy like that.
Like I got my energies, like I believe in, that's what I was saying earlier about just the whole process of making music has to be organic from the bottom.
Yeah.
And that, like with you saying, it's all right to try different types of music. Well, I wouldn't say different types, but little twists here and there. And like you say, you found your little tropical vibe. But yeah, I believe in your vibe is such an important thing, and your identity goes along with it 100%. So
you kind of want people to press play on that track, and then after the first 5 seconds, they know who that is. You know what I mean? But and I think you do it. I think ad libs are a big thing. I think your ad libs are definitely a standout thing. when you hear them, you know who it is.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I think if you can hear someone's ad lib, one ad lib, and you know whose track it is, that's sick. That's sick.
And it's mad how that even come around, yeah? Because I started to realise, like, you know what? There's just so much going on, like I was saying. Like, I need to... You know, like... I watch a lot of different stuff. Like, I've seen the Beatles perform. I've seen, like, reggae artists perform. I've seen, like, grime artists perform. And sometimes, before they come out, they might say something.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows it's them.
Yeah.
Like Kanye West might have his thing, Jay-Z might go home or whatever. Yeah, so I was just trying to kind of install like an ad lib that people can attach to me. So it's like, it's very funny, yeah? This is a very mad way of putting it. You see, like back in the day as a youth, yeah? Some people play Pokemon, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And all of them kind of just said one word. Mm-hmm. It's like, you see when DJ Khaled speaks, he goes, DJ Khaled, it's just like, it's some repetitive madness, you get me?
Like a signature, like a live
That's
signature.
That's exactly what it is. I heard that new DJ Khaled and Rihanna tune the other day, and I never really noticed, but on the outro, I swear to God, he must say DJ Khaled, say his own name about 15 times on the outro.
Excellent promo for him, man.
The promo king.
I love Khaled.
The promo king.
Trust me, man.
Another one. Imagine.
It's proper mad.
Yeah. Sick, but I think we're gonna play another one of your songs now.
Yeah,
that's right.
that's right. Chill out. Yeah, sorry.
I was
away with it then. Yeah, all right. You ain't got to introduce this one. We'll just play this one.
Don't know.
Call the team at the song tonight. Call your friends, get drunk tonight.
We can't do no wrong, and you know the vibe is strong. Mm-hmm.
Yo, my Instagram's not private, so the pagans pre me.
That's right.
Yeah, I rep West 13, but I carry not West on my chest like Easy.
Yeah.
Telephone bad man, your man are too sneaky. I bet you got flows on deck, star run up on the laboratory like DD. Like the thing that I got, that's four-handed. Me, I sing, but I ain't no flambe. Somebody around me better told me that you better stop playing with the North Candy. Me and them boy ain't no family. Can't walk the walk, you ain't no Bambi. Slap it on the pagans, slap it on the brother. See, I'm coming to find a big brother, so catch there, like. Send a man up, so. Everybody popping like Usher. I ain't a little pagan, tell me who you come for. Your man are looking washed up. We got a new thing, that's a blue foot. Painting calling me a nuisance. Car run things like Adenuga's. Labels wanna sign us like mucus. Faithy, chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. You know a bad man, so chill out a bit. Fall back from chill out a bit, like. Chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. You know a bad man, so chill out a bit. Fall back from chill out a bit. I got the formula. You wanna beat, then call me up. I still rain on all of y'all. You wanna chat about eyeball this? Come like man, I get in corner y'all. You don't get it. That one's over your head. Telling everybody that I'm vocally blessed. Ex-girls really can't phone me again. Pagan friends know that I go to the end. So jump in the sea, swim with a fish. You with a man, now you a myth. Fuck everybody that begs for a call sign. Them man be lifting off an old hype. But I'm back in the trap flows, I got 1 million. Starting like a pack of a band. You man wanna try be clever, but you're on a young thing like Kylie Jenner. So come on, chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. You're not a bad man, so chill out a bit. Fall back fam, chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. Chill out a bit. You're not a bad man, so chill out a bit. Fall back fam, chill out a bit. But
tell your friend to call her friends. I'll call my friends. We can get drunk. Tell your friend we can't do no wrong, and you know the vibe is strong.
Yeah, I think 80 grand's a big P for just a quick. How long would your set be for 80 grand? How long would you play, Marcus, for 80 grand?
If I paid 80 grand.
No, someone's giving you 80 grand to do a set.
I might give you.
Would you be generous?
I'd give you a strong 45 minutes.
Maybe 46.
A solid, hardcore 45 minute, yeah. Relaxed hour. Yeah.
Maybe an ensuite, maybe an encore.
Encore. Yeah,
ensuite.
Getting ensuite with it. We've got an email actually from JD.
JD.
Screwfizzer, would you ever dip your toes in any other genre? P Money meddled with dub and it was sick.
Yeah, I would.
And Stormzy's dipped his toe in new metal pop, yeah. Recently.
No, do you know what it is? Yeah, it's all music at the end of the day.
See,
and I think like the most important thing is like I see like if you've got a voice, that'll be your sound, innit? So mm-hmm. Wherever you go, if people follow you and they like your sound, it should work. So
that's it. Wherever you put your act, that's your own
and
sort of shit.
Always got to try new things, man. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. If you do the same things, you get the same results in some points of life.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of like the genre crossing, did you see the Skepta and Mick Jagger?
Yeah, oh. I saw that.
What do you make of that?
Yeah, that, do you know what? It doesn't surprise me because no.
Nothing surprised me with Skepta anymore. Anyway,
no. Like Skepta's a proper like, he's a proper creative man, and he has. I think. With his whole thing, he's always been that creative guy, like from the jump. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's done a lot of things. Like, he's even on, if you listen to the greatest hits, mm-hmm. if you listen to Doing It Again,
mm-hmm. yeah, if you go back, yeah,
like even a tune with N Dubs, yeah, he's all like, where
did he do a tune with Puff Daddy?
Yeah,
or was he on the
Diddy.
Tune?
The Bad Boys Are Back, blowing up bitch like a bomb in Iraq. Diddy's all white and I'm in all black. Yeah. He he's always been a guy, and even this going down to you see like the Man tune.
Yeah,
like that's a sample from
Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't even think someone from grime would even know.
No. But apparently he made that beat himself as well. So he's like he's listening to this song for it to be sampled. I mean, because he's hearing this song and thinking, I'm going to sample this. So he's clearly somewhere listening to Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
So he's about listening to all different types of shit.
Yeah, he's even, like, you see, remember Blacklisted?
Mm-hmm. I love that album. I think that's a sick album. I think it's better than a mixtape. I think it's better to call it
that
an album.
That was a very creative
tape.
Period for Skepta. He did the Psychosis, the Underdog Psychosis stuff.
Yeah.
His visuals were very creative then.
Yeah.
Big up Skepta, man. Trailblazer.
I'm Skeppy, man.
I don't know if you... Do you follow football?
Yeah.
What team do you support?
It's mad, still. Because you might support the wrong team, still.
You do?
No, you might
support... It's always the wrong team.
I support Sheffield United, so don't worry about me.
And Sheffield Wednesday,
this guy don't even know what football is, so don't worry about it. But what team?
I support Man U still.
Oh, shit. Perfect, that's perfect. Did you see the Lukaku photo?
Yeah.
On the newspaper, where did you storm it?
Yeah, it's
did
mad.
You not just think that was some disrespect?
No, do you know what it is? It's just that some people are not in tune.
But Ireland, that newspaper is definitely not in tune.
No, because you know what it is, yeah? It's just that sometimes people are in a rush to publish things and they just probably got the wrong picture.
Yeah.
But it's minor, man. Do you know what?
The black guy with the beard.
No, you know what? You just have to look at it. It's just a mistake, I guess, isn't it? Yeah. Obviously, some people are like, later, why does that happen? But it just happens, you know?
Yeah, it's a mad one. It's definitely a mad one.
With,
I think we're going to play another tune anyway.
Definitely.
What tune do you want to hear, Marcus?
Why?
Oh, we got Bugsy Malone back up north. Yeah, we're getting on train back up north.
But anyway, Screw
Fizzer, thank you for coming in, man. I know you've got to get off. Thank you for stopping by studio. You've probably got to get to a studio and write some bars or something.
No, I'm going to go record some tunes. But thanks for having me, man. Big up everyone in the office.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You get me? Tropical EP out now.
Yes, that's check right. That. Thank you. There you go. Boom.
Yo. Watch this, it's looking like war, looking like beef. Tell them I'm lurking, nigga, don't sleep. I'll ride into your village on horseback, 5,000 soldiers in my fleet. But it's looking like war, looking like beef. And they've had nothing but invisible beef. They can bring Zeus, cause I'm like Ares. I'm a warlord, but I've never been Greek. Now it's looking like war, looking like beef. Looking like you coming up against me. Looking like Bugs in Malone's top three. And set man, I'm getting too old to compete. Set man, I'm getting too old for this grime thing. Now I'm on a way too old for these beats. When the album drops, everybody stopped listening to his album after 1 week. Now you're looking confused, looking at me. You sing now, but you didn't sing last week. Or you wanna make a track for the girl them, cause the girl them love Beauty and the Beast. This one's a robbery with no ballet and gloss. Man, know I got a bare fit chic. I'm not from London, but when I go London, man, know I got an army behind me.
With a little bit of luck, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, they might make it through.
What did he want to do next? This one's simple, it's not complex. Man, don't start showing me some respect, then I'm gonna start putting guillotines on next. It's not that deep, it's not the Loch Ness, but I start taking trucks like George Best. Man, try cooking up something for me when I'm Gordon Ramsay and they're just the chef. Gogglebox, everybody looking at me. MC's blinking like he can't. How can a guy from out of town come to town and fuck up the whole grime scene? How much money does he make per show? And how much did he make from the EP? Wait, and all that from his own label? Man must have way more money than me.
Damn right!
How did he get that car?
Life.
How did he come so far?
Life.
How did he go from selling drugs, signing on, to becoming a star? I'm like Leonardo DiCaprio. Forget about trophies, I just wanna know. Have you ever counted £500,000 out in £20 notes? No, cause I've never been standard. You can get lost out here, get stranded. Anybody coming to the north trying to fuck with a king on a boat, the ship can get anchored.
Yeah.
All hands on deck, cause I don't take kindly to idle threats. These MCs are some overnight MCs, and that's why they want me dead.
With a little bit of luck, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of luck, they might make it through.
More money, more life. I don't fuck with none of these guys. It's groggy season, ruckus after ruckus. Most of these MCs are just muckers. Them man say I'm lucky, like said he don't know bar for bar that I'm mucky. I'll make a dark skinned MC crumble just like a double chocolate chip cookie. I'm King Kong, I make a light skinned MC sound like a newborn pup. They can team up, they can round the whole scene up. It's not gonna make a difference, I'm G'd up. Them man are pissed off cause they got shows, but right now they're performing for peanuts. What kind of MC looks at the DJ, reaches out for the decks,
to get wheel ups. You're not an MC, you're just a copycat, it won't last, but
with a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through the night. With a little bit of love, they might make it through. Tana ni tana ni tana, tana ni timbo oi. Tana ni tana ni tana, tana ni timbo oi. Tana ni tana ni tana, tana ni timbo oi. With a little bit of love, they might make it through. I love with the rinsing. No bother with the something. Oi, I love with the rinsing. I love with the rinsing. No bother with the something. Rinse it.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Wow, how you doing?
I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, great. Apparently it's 1 o'clock where you are, dinner time.
It certainly is.
Amazing. What did you have for dinner?
Actually, I'm going to do that after the program.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, we
brilliant.
Got a hungry Daryl.
Never know what can happen.
Oh, that's it. You never can. Right, Marcus, what's that say?
Well, first off, we want you to tell us a bit about yourself, Daryl, and your history, and give our listeners a little bit more.
Yes, certainly. I am a private investigator in the national state of Texas, here in Houston, Texas, actually. And I was a former police officer during the military for 3 years. As a senior military police officer, and spent 2 years in Central Intelligence Agency in covert operations. So I bring a very heavy investigative background to this phenomenon.
So what? We don't know what an alien hunter is. I mean, it's such
Before you explain how the do's and don'ts of alien hunting, how did you get into it?
How I got into it was I pretty much was a captive audience. At age four, and in 1952, that's a long time ago, it was winter time. I was in my room, in Midland, Texas. Even at age four, I remember the event very well. And, there was someone in my room, and I sat up in my bed wondering who's in my room. And there's a little bit of light in my room, so I could see well enough, and I could see a skinny, spindly human-type creature, very, very skinny, with a large, bulbous head, and it was walking toward the wall, and I thought, why is he going to bump into the wall? And I didn't know he'd come through the wall, so this was a total shock for me to see something like that in my room. I had no idea what in the world the thing was. In 1952,
and from that moment on, you were hooked. You were in.
Well, it does something to you because you're forever colored by that experience. And then I had 10 other events happen during the next 13 years, and then the events stopped violently at age 17. And I thought, well, this is great because maybe nothing else will happen. And then. We had a son that was born, and unfortunately, in his case, they came back and they got him. So I had to explain to my wife why what was happening to our son, because I'd never bothered to tell her about what had happened to me.
Wow. Interactions, is there noise? Is there temperature? Can you feel anything? Like what is it? What makes you come to the conclusion that it's an alien?
Well, I'm not really. I've been doing his investigations now for a long, long time. I have 1,950 cases worldwide. In fact, the last case was in India, where I took my surgical team and we did a surgery on a person with an alleged alien implant. The device installed by some of these beings in rare cases. But what makes me think that they're quite real is simply because of the physical evidence. As an investigator, evidence is everything to me. opinion doesn't mean much of anything, and stories don't mean a whole lot.
Okay. See, I think we're starting, like, in the studio I'm with now, I think I've got 4 believers, but I don't think we've got cynical people inside here, so all our questions are coming from, like, an education and interest point of view. Like, me, I believe, we were speaking before we spoke to you, how there's just no possibility we can be here on our own. We cannot be the pinnacle of the galaxy. So, like you said, the evidence, how would one go about researching for themselves to find evidence, so to speak? Online, is there books you can recommend?
Well, there is. And in fact, I finally wrote 2 books because I had no interest in writing. But I finally wrote a book on alien hunting, evidence, and light, in which I simply describe in detail how I found evidence and how anyone following my particular methods can do the same thing. If they're having events, there is evidence on you or near you as a result of your events, if in fact they physically touched you or took you somewhere.
Wow, that's amazing. So, I don't know if you know Shiesty at all, but we've got Shiesty. Shiesty's in the building, and she's also a big believer. She's got a couple of questions for you. So, I'm going to let Shiesty ask you a couple of questions.
Okay. So, I'm new to it, obviously, so I do, like, a little bit of research and whatever. But do you believe that Buzz Aldrin, when he went to the moon, apparently, and he said, like, the aliens was following him, do you believe that really happened? Because I know the government was trying to say no, it's a part of, like, the spaceship and whatever. Do you believe it was really aliens or the spaceship that the government was
trying to say? Well, since I wasn't there, I can't say definitively what happened. Mm-hmm. But I can say that based on my past in the Central Intelligence Agency and my knowledge for the last 50 years studying this phenomena and my relationships with people that have been in the know, so to speak, at the government levels, that they have been, and so have other crap that we have out in space, including the space station, been visited by various entities in space. And who they are or what they are, that's a good question. But this has been reported by the Russians just as well, long before the Americans ever admitted anything.
So do all the stories seem to, like, add up and start to sound quite similar? Because we had a guy called Nick Pope. I don't know if you know who Nick Pope is. I'm trying to think what he actually was.
He's the Ministry of Defense former officer. I know him.
Well, you know exactly who Nick Pope is then, yeah. So we spoke to Nick Pope recently, and he was saying that a lot of sightings and things all come back, and they all sound very similar, as if, like, everybody is kind of seeing the same thing. Are your findings always rather, like, the same? So that wherever they are in the world, they're all kind of the same. Or are they all just different?
They are reasonably same. Reasonably so. When I went to India, when I had a case that came up in India, and I was very impressed with the lady when I spoke to her. So I decided to. She lived in Australia, but she had family in India, so we met in India, and removed an object from her objects I discovered in 1960, which are sometimes objects embedded by the alien in human beings for their own purposes.
Wow.
Did you remove it? Was it in, what was it?
We have removed that object, and in fact, I've done 25 surgeries to date on people, most of them in the United States and the one in India. And some of the objects removed, this will be rather interesting, I think, to you and your crew there, one of the objects removed in let me back up. We have 2 patients in Texas, and the objects removed from those 2 people was studied by the National Institutes of Discovery Science, and they sent the objects off to Los Alamos and New Mexico Tech, where they did qualitative and quantitative analysis on the objects, basically showing that the objects were extraterrestrial in origin. Now, you have to understand, these people did not know that any of these things came from any UFO-related event.
Wow! So
you sent them independently, like, with no story,
no government. Yeah.
Wow!
That's the only way we do business. As an investigator, I cannot have a bullet fired at me like that.
Exactly.
I can't. It's got to be clear.
What exactly happens in Area 51? Like, what goes on inside there? If you know.
Well, I could tell you, but
You'd have to
several of your people there would have to disappear. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Pick, hey, pick out the one you don't like most.
Sorry, Marcus. Marcus looks like an alien okay. anyway, so it's all right.
Well, I got a quick story to tell you about that will make more sense to your audience, I think.
Yep.
The Japanese came to America and paid me a lot of money for a huge interview. Mm-hmm. And the first question they fired at me, this panel of Japanese, was, Mr. Sims, what do you know about Area 51? Have you been there? And I said, no, never have. Mm-hmm. And of course, they were horrified, thinking maybe they wasted their money. And I said, Area 51 is not nearly as important as Area 52.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
What? What Area 52?
Yeah.
I said, Area 52 is located... of course, I made these terms up, but the stories are real. Mm-hmm. I said Area 52 is in it's in Pine Gap, Australia. Mm-hmm. And they said, "Why?" And I said, "If you go there with a camera, anywhere near that facility with a camera, you're considered a spy,
mm-mm.
and the penalties are extremely severe. So you're not going to spy on anybody there."
Jeez,
wow!
And I said, "But that's not nearly as important as Area 53." And they said. They're speaking in Japanese. Where are Area 53? And I said, well, in Antarctica, of course. And they said...
I was going to say to you...
What do you mean?
Antarctica, yeah.
And I said, all you have to do is go to the internet and notice that they sent two nuclear generators to Antarctica.
Yeah.
What in the world do you think they're heating with nuclear generators down there? A couple of tents?
I was going to say, what are they hiding like in Antarctica? Because I know that you're not allowed to go there, you're not allowed to fly over there, you're not allowed to fly over there. Come on, man, I do my research,
You've
man. I love this shit,
me.
Man.
Wow.
I love this. Yes, I research it. But apparently, like, some of the presidents go there, but other people are not allowed to go there. And, you know, it's like, it covers the earth.
That is curious that it's not owned by anybody, but only certain people can go there and do certain things.
That's what I was confused.
How is that?
That's what I was confused, because I know, like, you can go anywhere in the world. Like, no one can say where you can't go, but you can't go to Antarctica for whatever reason. You can get punished and whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's like, what are they hiding there? What is there that...
What do you think's there, Daryl?
Whatever it is, it's big enough to need two nuclear generators to warm the place up.
Wow.
It's crazy.
And it's been going on for some time. Underground stuff is really important.
Mm.
I gave a class at the Roswell on underground bases, and the presentation I showed devices that were used. There were some of them 20 and 30 feet wide, circular, that had United States Air Force written on the side of them, things that make massive tunnels underground.
Jeez. Wow, that's crazy.
Wow, so everyone's a bit speechless.
Daryl, you've got...
Apart from Shiesty, you have got a million and one questions.
I have, like, so many questions.
Go on.
Right, one more question, right? Because I believe, like, there is aliens or, you know, in the galaxies, and that, but a part of me just doesn't believe that we've been to the moon or we've been to space. I believe that, like, the world is covered in the dome, like the firmament. So does the firmament exist, or do people really go to space and to the moon? Has anyone really left Earth, or, you know, I don't know. That's a bit of a weird one question.
So. Well, for me, that has been settled. Once you've gone through an abduction and you've been taken, sometimes you get to look outside the window when you're taken, and it's pretty obvious you're not on Earth anymore.
Jeez.
Okay.
Daryl, you're scaring us a little bit. I'm gonna have to bring it back round to.
So day to day, Daryl, what do you do? What are your findings? Are you based in an office, or are you based out in a field with a magnet? What do you do? What day to day?
Well, day to day, I'm a private investigator in the state of Texas, and. I currently have so many cases on my plate now that I pretty much do UFO work almost full time now.
Wow!
What do aliens look like? What do they actually look like? Do they look like, you know? I don't believe they look like what they present.
I feel
on
like
TV.
They're going to be all different. I feel like there's so, like, many different places they could come from.
They
all
could
look different.
Normally, like something like us, but a bit different. You know what?
May I rattle your brain for just a little bit?
Yes,
please do.
Okay. Here's the answer, and this one may take a little bit of digesting to get it.
Okay.
It's a bit complex. In my opinion, I am not sure I've met an alien, even though I've seen these beings that we call aliens since I was four.
Mm-hmm.
what I can tell you is that the seven primary entities that people respond to or refer to as aliens, the praying mantis creature, the human creature called the Nordic, the gray alien, and these others, that there's seven of that variety. All seven of them have been seen on the same craft at the same time. So what I have deduced based on my work is that we're not looking at seven races of aliens. We're looking at seven models. Like if you go to a car company and you see a Chevette, which is a small, very small Chevrolet, and you look at the Corvette Stingray, you're looking at the top end of this of the Chevrolets. So when you look at that and you look at the alien, you're looking at the same thing. You're looking at models, not races. These beings were made, hatched, and cloned for the purpose of interaction with mankind by someone else.
Quick question, Daryl. What do you think it is what they do when humans are abducted? Is it testing? Is it, are they monitoring us?
This is your answer is brilliant. Your question is brilliant, and I hope my answer will be as good. In my opinion, based on what I've seen now for nearly 50 years, a lot of what we thought about the alien for years and years wasn't accurate. And the reason it wasn't accurate is because, first of all, they're not who they claim to be. Number two, and this is really kind of important, is if for instance, they say, well, they're doing DNA tests on you. Anybody that knows anything about DNA knows that you don't need to take dozens of DNA tests on human beings, literally hundreds of thousands of tests, if there are hundreds of thousands of abductees. That doesn't make any sense. You can do your own DNA test and find out a ton about yourself just on the internet.
Yeah.
So why in the world would an alien who supposedly knows so much need a bunch of a DNA test? That doesn't seem to be the real reason they're here.
What do they want? What do they want?
I feel like they're already here.
Walking amongst us. But what do they want? Like, do they want to, when they abduct us, what are they abducting us for to do?
Well, it depends on the program they've got you in. This gets to be a little fascinating, but also kind of scary. In some cases, like I said, I've got 1,950 cases this worldwide.
And in what time is that? Are those cases? So, like, what time frame? So, are they all this year, or in the last 10 years?
This is over the last since the late 1980s.
Okay, so right, okay,
yes. That's a lot.
Yeah, so 40
years. That's a lot of cases. Yeah. So one of the things they do in some cases, now this is not every case for sure, but in some cases they're very interested in, and this is the rarest form of what they want. They seem to be interested in pain or agony or passion. And people will notice this, that they'll go through extreme pain and horrific events and so on, and the alien seems to be recording this.
The people
will notice this.
So they're recording like the how much pain and things people can take. And
well,
and
no, I think they're inflicting it. Bad example of this would be cattle mutilations. As an example, we've had some of our abductees. One little girl actually watched the cattle being mutilated alive on the craft.
Wow. On the craft.
They have absolutely no remorse. They have no feelings like you and I think at all. None.
So when they abduct, do they bring you back or you're just gone forever? Do they?
Generally, by and large, everybody comes back. There are cases in which we have on our books and other studies that are coming out, I think, in the next year or two, that will show a number of people that didn't make it back.
Wow. Nick Pope was telling us about some papers that had just been released. I have no idea what the papers were, but you were saying that they were only like available in certain places. You had to either go and get them or view them yourself, or you had to apply for them to be sent to you, which was the first time in a while that papers have been released like that. I just wondered if you knew anything about that, or if you'd looked into any of those cases at all.
Linda, any time that the government allows me to, so to speak, look at cases, I already know that they've already sanitized the whole lot.
Wow. So you think that does happen?
You're looking at leftovers. I mean, it's like going to a bad meal and all you get is leftovers.
So you're only really seeing what they want you to see rather than seeing the full story.
I used to be in the intelligence business. I know how it works.
Wow. So you see what they want you to see.
Absolutely.
Or what they'll allow you to see.
Well, and then they find they what if they're using you as an example, and they do certain UFO people this way. When I was in the company in the Central Intelligence Agency, we call these people useful idiots. What they would do? No, they do. They would send them information that they wanted that fit their belief system, not necessarily the truth, but what fit their belief system, and then these people would just run like with this as if it were the gospel.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Amazing. It's been amazing to talk to you, though.
Daryl, I have one last question. One last question. Just it's a bit of a personal just curiosity. When we was looking up on you, we noticed something about your hats and that different hats required a different skill set. Can you just fill me in on this, please?
Oh, certainly. My hat, think of hats as different abilities. One of the hats we have, everybody has, pretty much all of us that's listening here, speaking, have a UFO hat. A UFO hat is that's the hat that believes in the phenomena for whatever reason, good, bad, or ugly, doesn't matter. But the problem is that hat has often been fooled.
Okay.
In other words, people made up stories, they lied or whatever, and they fooled us. So I have a cop hat that I wear, so to speak. I used to be a cop, so that hat gets worn, and it's a lot harder to fool. I have an intelligence hat that thinks vastly different than the cop hat.
So these are metaphorical hats.
Every one of these hats, I have seven of them, so I've got 14 sets of eyes looking at one case, and not all of the eyes agree with each other. So this gives me a huge advantage in my investigations.
Daryl, you've been an absolutely amazing guest.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for giving us the time. I don't know. We've got 1 minute left. What are you doing with the rest of your day, Daryl?
Well, all I can say is that whatever they're paying you guys, it's not enough, and I'll have to complain to management about it.
Okay, perfect. Amazing. Daryl, thank you so much for your time, and we'll let you get back to your day.
Thank you, Daryl.
Please visit us, if you would, at alienhunter.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, perfect. Sorry, say that again.
alienhunter.org.
There we go.
We'll glad to talk to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Daryl.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow. To infinity and beyond, for fuck's sake.
Infinity and beyond! Oh my god.
That was amazing.
Guys,
asked me to ask some questions.
That was amazing. So,
I can't remember.
I think we've got to wrap it up because we're playing another tune, but Shyster, you were just part of the team.
Come on, man. I'm a part, man.
Thank you for coming. You know
quite a bit, don't you? You've got me taking notes.
She's showing off.
I love this stuff. Like, literally, I'm subscribed on YouTube to like so much of these channels, and I just sit with my friend. Just talk about this stuff. Thank you for coming in.
Screwfizzer, Marcus, thank you for helping out today. Yeah, even though Jamie went here, maybe Jamie might have got you might have took his
Jamie.
Place. I don't know.
Old Jamie.
Shy State, good luck with the album.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to play one more tune and we're done. So we'll see you in a month of August.
Yeah.
The month of August.
Remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, B, what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk in shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back. Cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. Of
the darkest of night on the horizon. Bright light into sight tight. Camera zoom on the impending doom. But then like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness. Talk with the witnesses. Hypnotizer, normalizer. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please? Do what we say, that's the way we kick it. You know what I mean? Or see a noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless, semi-fearless.